You don't need no ticket. Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Good morning, and thank you so much for riding on the gospel train this morning. I'm Deborah Walker, and of course, as we explore the music of Black America, that's going to be right here on the Koval Kuvo Studios, where we are bringing you community, culture, and music together ever since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. The Gospel Train leaves out. That's every Sunday evening at the Denver Open Media 92.9 FM. And of course, you can always check us out every day during the week at DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. Well, stay with us as the Gospel Train takes you. We're going into your home and around the world, bringing you a celebration of music of Black America for Black History Month. Remember, behind every song, there is a great, great story. The Gospel Train salutes and tributes Black History Month.
Fourscore and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here, have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here, dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom. And that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Heroes proved in
Black History Month, we want to remind you that gospel and Christian music is the foundation of all music, and we together should continue to promote, perpetuate, and preserve great gospel music to its highest pinnacle. Thank you for riding on the gospel train and remembering our African American heritage of spirituals, gospel, and Christian music. You're locked to the rest of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train as we continue to celebrate and launch our Black History Month Here is a moment of African American history. I want you to know that Carter G. Woodson, founder of the Black History Week, was in 1926. He was born December 19th, 1875. He graduated from the University of Chicago in 1908. He received a doctorate in 1912 from Harvard University. Woodson was the second African American after W.E.B. Du Bois to be awarded a doctorate in history from Harvard University. And, of course, the first person of an enslaved parent to receive a Ph.D. in history. Keep it locked right here as the Gospel Train continues to bless you.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious.
Oh, Escape to Kubo Jazz anytime, any place with the Kubo app or at kubo.org.
That's right. We're back with more great gospel music coming to you right after this. I do want to remind you that the Love and Joy concert is coming. That's going to be featuring John P. Key. That's going to be on February 15th. So we definitely want you to come. That's going to be at the House of Joy. And special performance by Terrell Martin and the C2 Mass Choir. You can give them a call at 303-388-9060. That's the Love and Joy Fest at the House of Joy. Or log on to eventbrite.com for more information. Also, Pastor Michael Harris is having a prayer ministry revival. That's 12 years of the prayer line service, beginning February 15th through the 18th. You can give them a call. They're going to have host Pastor Selena Bird, Prophetess Cheryl Palmer, and, of course, Pastor Michael Harris is going to be there. So give them a call at 303-210-1560. That's 303-210-1560. It's going to be at 3000 South Jamaica Court, Suite 100 in Aurora. So you definitely want to give them some support. And, of course, next week we are going to be having a good time here live with a live performance and a musical journey of Brother Ron Ivory. That's going to be our feature artist for Black History Month at 8 a.m. So I want you definitely to tune in and to enjoy the program. We got a lot going on. Also, I want to remind you that the legendary famed Gladys Knight is coming to Denver in concert. And, of course, that's going to be at the Paramount Theater Friday, April 7th at 8 o'clock a.m. Tickets are on sale. It went on sale this week. She is a 7-time Grammy Award winner. And, of course, she has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and was, of course, inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Gladys Knight and the Pips. So that's just a moment of history. I want to keep rolling here as we continue to bring you more great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train.
we gather round the Christmas tree, full of gifts and lights, we kiss and hug, we're warm and snug. What a lovely sight. But in all the celebration, we've forgotten why he came, so that we could live abundantly without guilt or shame. I am oh so glad that he was born on that special night. I thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love. You were born to die. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in the season, we lose sight of the reason. With all our silver bells and mistletoe.
Black History Month, we want to remind you that gospel and Christian music is the foundation of all music, and we together should continue to promote, perpetuate, and preserve great gospel music to its highest pinnacle. Thank you for riding on the gospel train and remembering our African American heritage of spirituals, gospel, and Christian music.
We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Let me turn that around again. We're living in a day and time where everybody's saying the name God, but nobody wants to say the name Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell us
that there's something about the name.
Something, y'all.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah. Now
I know,
and I love that name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
Oh,
how I love the name Jesus.
Is the sweetest name, yeah.
Is the sweetest name.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Don't say some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
Explain
the power
that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name,
that fire.
Said it's just like fire.
Where's it at?
Shut up in my mood.
Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets a moving, said he won't leave me.
Everybody,
something about the name Jesus. Something about the name
Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
Wave at me if you love that name.
Is
the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest.
How sweet is it? How sweet is it? I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
Said it's sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving.
Just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. Now tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Kuvo is celebrating Black History all month long. Here is your Black History Fact of the Day.
Best music on Kuvo, blues and jazz. Blues and jazz both originate from the southern U.S. Blues from the late 19th century, jazz from the 20th century. Notable blues artists include B.B. King, John Lee Hooker, and Ma Rainey. Jazz artists Miles Davis, Charles Mingus, and Herbie Hancock. Tell us, who did you discover on Kuvo? Our community starts with you. Text us today at 303-291-0666.
From KUVO studio to the local music community, our members enable music to happen in every mood, tempo, and style through their financial support. KUVO is forever grateful to our listener members. Thank you.
Discover with us on New Music Mondays. Dance with us on Canción Mexicana. Take a trip with us with Brazilian Fantasy, KUVO Jazz, and so much more.
We're back with more great gospel music. And, of course, I want to remind you that the Decades of Love, Sia, and the Respect House Band is going to be performing March 4th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Studio. It's 119 Park Avenue West. And I'm telling you, if you have not had a chance to see the Decades of Love, they are like a fantastic fantastic group. And I will be bringing you more information and probably have Sia back here on KUVO one of these days real soon. But I wanted to give you a heads up that that is coming in March. Also, Arts in the Afternoon with Leah, Nia, and me is featuring Linda Theus Lee. And that's going to be at 1:30 afternoon show, 1:30 to 3:30. That's going to be at the Longtree Performing Arts Center. And that's going to be Wednesday, March 15th. So we will be giving you more information about that, but you can log on to the Longtree Performing Arts Center to get more information about that. Also, Aurora, City of Aurora, they are going to be featuring another play. And it features Toni Stone, who was the first woman to play baseball in the Negro League and the first woman, of course, professionally in any men's league anywhere in the United States. Against all odds, Toni blazed through the male-dominant world of sports, shattering limitations others placed on her and, of course, her own set of rules. Follow Toni's journey as she fights for love. That's equality and of chance a chance for her to want most to play ball. That was all she wanted to do. And, of course, tickets are on sale. That's going to be Friday, March 10th and Saturday, 11th. It's only 2 days only. And, of course, we're going to be bringing you more information about that coming up, but you're going to be able to, of course, go on to the Aurora Arts and find out more information about them, because they're going to be doing a whole lot of things during the summertime, and now that things are kind of gearing up, we'll be bringing you more information on that. Keep it locked right here as we continue to roll down the track, coming into your home and around the world, bringing you a blessing.
You won't break down because God's about to give you a breakthrough. Come on.
Somebody, somewhere needs a breakthrough. Somebody in here don't know what they're gonna do. Somebody, somewhere is gonna shape because
you've been praying, but the pandemic is still here. Is God even listening? You gonna do?
Something's about to
break.
Oh, I can say I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you. And I love each and every one of you. And I want to thank you for listening and riding on the gospel train today. It has truly, truly been a blessing for me. And I hope it has been a blessing and enlightening for you. As we continue next week, of course, we're going to have Brother Ron Ivory, Denver's own Ron Ivory, is going to be here in the studio with us. And we want you all to tune in because we have some, we're going to have a lot of fun. He is really a fun guy and has a very, very interesting story. Well, God bless each and every one of you. Go with God in all of your ways. And remember, love. We got to be about love. Share that love with each and every person that you meet. We're going to let Ty Tribbett take us home. He has a number one gospel hit, and he's number one artist out right now. And, of course, he's up for a Stella Award nominee, Ty Tribbett, of course, with his brand new release, New. Everything got to be new. And we're going to bring it to you. Remember, you heard it first right here on the gospel train. God bless each and every one of you, and I will see you next week.
New, everything new, everything new.
Come on. ready to flow. I'm ready to move. The old is through. I'm in Papa's new bag and it's still got them tags. You know that it's new.
It's a rhythm win.
Only win.
It's a time to shout. It's a time to dance. We not dead. We live. It's a time of peace. It's a time for joy. No time for no.
I be giving my kids when they open them on Christmas Day.
God be with you till we meet again. By his counsels guide, uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God
listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.